I'm John Broadbooks with Illinois Realtors, and today we're going to be talking about the Association's Leadership Development Class. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this program, it's a year-long series of training sessions to help prepare rising realtor volunteer leaders for roles in governance at their local, state, and we hope, even the national organization. Illinois Realtors is pleased to present this opportunity every year, and it provides a really great overview of advocacy, communication, and other necessary skills that realtor leaders will need. Joining me today is Bob Beebe, the 2019 Chair of Leadership Development Working Group with Illinois Realtors. Bob is with Century 21 affiliated in Westchester. And we also have one of the 2019 class participants, Debbie Pelowitz with RE/MAX Action in Lisle. Welcome, Bob and Debbie.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, Bob, we were talking a little bit before we started recording this. You were one of the first people to go through this program. When was that? I mean, you're like the OG of leadership development.
Well, John, that was back in the Stone Age. But no, actually, it was, I think, in the beginning of 1999. It was a great opportunity for myself. I was a local leader at a small association at the time. It did help me better not only myself and my self-worth and my business, but also help hone my leadership skills for the association and future positions.
Bob, I sketched out the basics, but tell me a little bit more about why this program is so necessary for an organization such as Illinois Realtors.
This program is a basic start for a lot of members that are looking to set themselves and move forward in the organization, whether it's a local, state, or national organization. Shows them the structure of committee work, shows them the organization, how the organization is structured as well, and also set them for their possible leadership in their local association. And moving forward, we have several modules that are in this leadership development program, everything from resume building to public speaking to getting to understand and being more organized in their business when it comes to our business within Illinois Realtors. We have an extremely diverse group of members throughout the state. We have a number of different possibilities, everything from commercial to residential to industrial. So we have all different types of members that are part of this organization, and this program sets their wheels in motion in helping them to achieve the goals as being a leader in the future for the organization.
So, Bob, as I mentioned at the top of this, you've been involved with realtor organizations, not only in the leadership class, but I went back and looked, and it's at least two decades of committee abuse you've endured over the years. Give me an example of some of the training modules that you went through. What really stood out to you that would have been helpful?
Right. So, Bob went through a lot of the modules. There are eight of them that we are going through. We've learned everything from the Illinois Realtor Association, how it's organized, how to conduct effective meetings, how to be interviewed. We'll see how much I learned shortly. We delved into public policy, ethical decision making, and spokesperson media training as well. We did go over a lot. I think each of the modules I was able to, there was something that stood out in every session. There's no doubt about it. For instance, I think we all might take for granted how to run a meeting, but there really is a skill to keeping a meeting moving forward, but letting everyone speak and everyone being heard and actually getting things done at the end.
Bob, this is a real investment of time, and Debbie as well. I mean, but it's not so much an investment of money, correct?
It's more of your time. But then again, time is money, John. And as long as you feel that you have the ability to best serve the association in any aspect or committee work, there's no value on that because it's priceless. In all reality, I've gotten so much out of committee work over the years. It's helped my business, it's helped me personally, and I love helping the organization and keep our business, our industry moving forward.
I can add, the way the modules are set up, there's plenty of time to do some business as well, whether it be lunch or breaks or the evenings.
Yeah, I always try to make sure I teach a couple of these modules, and I always try to make sure that there's enough time for people to go handle email, because I quickly learned at the beginning of my career with Illinois Realtors that a realtor without access to a cell phone is a really, really unhappy realtor. So, Debbie, I want to ask you, I mean, what do you think is probably one of the most valuable things you took away from this experience? What really stood out to you?
So there was a lot within each of the sessions. I think one of the things that I took away, maybe wasn't even directly related to any of the modules. As we're sitting in the class, and it was kind of spoken to before with other realtors from all over the state, it becomes very clear our experiences, our challenges, our perspectives are completely varied. We have people who are from big associations, small associations. They work with big franchises or one person shop, commercial, residential. It really opens your eyes that it's important for our Illinois leadership to really understand this, to really take it in when they're making decisions for our whole state.
Now, Bob, as somebody who has been involved with this program for quite a while and now as a chair, what did you take away that you still all these years later, some almost 20 years later, really, still use day to day?
Day to day basically is being organized. The organization skills that were part of the program really helped me better my business, better my leadership for the local association, and as I've served for both state and national. The organization skills were one of the biggest things that was very important to me. And again, speaking in public, as sometimes I do, and sometimes not as well, but that's okay. But I really did enjoy these programs and the modules. We have some phenomenal speakers that have brought some great ideas to me and helping me spread the word to my company and the agents that are part of my company as well.
I'm talking with Bob Eby, the 2019 chair of the Leadership Development Working Group, and Debbie Palowitz, who is a member of the leadership class for Illinois Realtors. How many people are generally in a class like this, Bob?
I believe we have 12 to 15 members throughout the state. We basically cover from tip to toe, east to west, when it comes to the selection of these members that are part of this leadership development program.
And in addition to the book learning, I'll direct this to Debbie. I mean, you're making connections all over the state now that you probably would not have normally have made.
Absolutely. That's one of the fun things about this program is I'm really getting to know people downstate that I would never probably connect with unless I'm at a conference.
I'm curious, who would be a really good candidate? We're going to be opening up applications here very soon for the next leadership class. Who would be an ideal candidate? Is it somebody who just started out in a real estate career, or is it somebody who is well on their way in their real estate career?
We have a lot of different types of candidates. We have someone that, again, that you said starting out, and some that have a vast amount of experience. I think having a good mix and the understanding of the organization and led in their local organization as well, whether it's through a board of directors or moved up through their executive level of the local board. These are some of the key people, I think, that have the opportunities that are looking to seek and move forward as far as IR is concerned, possibly a board of directors or an executive position in the near future. Those are the possibilities.
We're going to be opening up applications soon for the next leadership class. If both of you could sort of tell me what advice you would have for somebody who may be on the fence about whether they want to apply and take on something like this.
Well, I'll start out with, we have a lot of people that are afraid that this is going to take too much of their time, take them away from their business. There is a time commitment, but the value in this program is tenfold. Just getting the opportunity to get the experience. Number one, if you are currently on a board of directors of your local association or seeking a position or a leadership position or chair position in any of those local, this is a great opportunity for you to gain some of the knowledge, and again, the organizational skills of the associations, local and state, and possibly moving up to national.
In addition to that, I think this is fun. This is, we are learning a lot. It's extremely interactive. We are creating friends. I didn't believe that they would say that we would get so close in such a short period of time, but we have the members of the group. This is also not only for your professional career, but your personal development. You really do learn a lot. I would suggest to you and recommend that you apply in a heartbeat.
I've been chatting with Bob Eby and Debbie Palowitz about the Illinois Realtors Leadership Development Program, which helps volunteer leaders build the skills they need to make a difference in the real estate industry. Illinois Realtors is now accepting applications for the next leadership development class. And if you are interested, all the information can be found on our website at illinoisrealtors.org. Just go to the About tab, and you will find all the information that you need. Bob, Debbie, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.